Hello, everyone. I'm Debbie Andahar Giordano of Master Brokers. Welcome to our weekly update. We're right here in the middle of June, and looking forward to a continued summer season of selling. I sold Casper Street last week. We only got $5,000 more than the list price. That price point was $1,225, and we sold it for $1,230. There were 20 disclosure packages sent out with agents. I had an open house with 65 buyers through, and I was surprised we only got two offers. So let's talk about what's going on with the market right now. First of all, the San Jose Mercury News seems to continue to talk about a hot market. In fact, on June 5th, there was an article that says Bay Area homes top $1 million in April. Pent-up pandemic demand is driving white hot market in East Bay, Santa Clara County, say economists and agents. So everybody reads the paper, and that's not necessarily what's true and what's going on in the market. There's a great article that came online from a service that I have, and it's titled, "Is the Housing Market Starting to Slow?" So here's some indications when it's starting to slow. You'll see less offers, less multiple offers. Well, that's happening. It's taking slightly longer to sell a property. The Rocky Mountain home took 23 days to sell. A little bit longer in time. Buyers are paying slightly less than asking. The Rocky Mountain home sold a little bit less, but they're not going over in the $100,000 and $200,000 category like we've seen recently in the beginning of this year. So listings are catching up with the pricing, and I think it's probably a more of a steady state market than a white hot market. It's a good market. If you're thinking about selling, now still is a good time. But the other thing that's going to affect a slower market is going to be the rise in the interest rates. And we're talking about the general economy and the recovery during the COVID, and interest rates are expected to rise. So that will take a little bit of steam off of from the buyers looking also. So let's look at what the price points look like. We've done well. If you've had a property and you've kept it in the last 3 or 4 months of this year, you've made quite a bit of money. So the average single family home in Milpitas is priced at $1,546,000. And the average price for a condo is $992,000. So I've predicted this for the last 2 years. I've always said that the single family home market, that detached homes, will rise in value because we're not building any more of those. Although we are building a lot of condos, they're still being built around the transit area, BART, light rail, Great Mall area in Milpitas. So the supply has increased. So that's kept the prices pretty steady for the condo market, but the single family home has just consistently risen. In fact, we've had about a $200,000 to $300,000 rise just alone this year. So will that continue to go on? I have sellers that call me and wonder, is now a good time? I think we're probably pretty much at peak right now. And I think we've got a good market, but I don't think we're going to see this $200,000 to $300,000 rise continue on throughout the rest of the year. So if you're thinking about getting your home ready, please give me a call, 408-945-8988, or send me an email, GiordanoDJ@AOL.com. See you next week. Thanks.